You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
The Australian Leatherman competition was held on the weekend in Sydney, with competitors from all around the nation vying for the national title so they could represent Australia at the International Mr. Leather in Chicago later this year. Dean Arcuri headed to Sydney and spoke to the competitors about what the title meant to them and why they are competing.
My name is Scotty and I'm representing Queensland Leather, I'm currently Mr. Queensland Leather at the moment. So I'm representing the state of Queensland and my family at home, which is the Bootco Group.
I'm James Davidson. I am Mr. Adelaide Leather 2017, representing South Australia.
My name's Jersey and I'm the New South Wales representative for ALM.
My name's Fisty McFisterson and I'm one of the Adelaide contestants. I'm actually Mr. Dorothy's Dungeon 2017, so here I am.
So does that name have anything to do with any fetishes that you're into?
Do I really have to answer that one?
Last year, Australia's International Mr. Leather alumni launched a national Leatherman and Blueback competition that followed the rules and guidelines of the international contest in Chicago to better prepare Australian competitors for the national stage. Open to Leathermen and Bootblacks from every Australian state and territory, we spoke to this year's competitors, who competed as a part of the Australian Leatherman competition on the weekend, part of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, and found out what this title means to them and why they were competing.
It's important that we are seen as individuals working hard to make the scene grow and be accepted and people feel comfortable becoming part of our community, because, you know what, we all have fetishes. It may not be necessarily leather, like if I talked to you and said, you know, are you into footy shorts or, you know, muscle bears or whatever it is, that's typically a fetish, and it's about expressing yourself and having the ability to feel comfortable in your environment. So the representation is about being there so that people can come up to you and go, I follow you, or you give me confidence, or you give me encouragement, and that's why we represent and we do what we do.
I'm passionate about what I do, and, you know, one thing I want to use this opportunity to, you know, expand our community and make it more diverse, particularly South Australia, which is a burgeoning fetish scene, and I want to show everyone how awesome that is, and, you know, really, really keep building our community because it's fantastic.
Oh yeah, I want to do a great job. This the panel of judges are distinguished community members, and I'd like to be in their position one day, so I'm looking. I guess I put a bit of pressure on myself because I want to be great. I don't want to let them down.
Now that my interviews are done, I actually feel really good and positive about it. I mean, as always, you're stressing before you go in because you're thinking, oh, shit, what the hell are they going to ask me? And I don't know the answers. And I'm terrible at thinking on my feet. But just go there, be yourself. And that's the best advice I've ever been given because it bloody well works.
Saying to them, I said, it doesn't matter about the sash. It matters what you do in your community. The sash is a fantastic opener for doors and getting our names out there. But, you know, I work hard in my community. So it's not going to take a sash to do that, because I will continue to do what I want to do in my community to make sure that it's as positive as I can be before, you know, find a lucky man who takes me away from it all and takes me overseas and makes me a happy husband. So anyway, that'll happen one day.
Never thought I'd say this, but I'm actually quite excited about standing on stage in front of a room full of people in undies, so.
Our fetish communities around Australia have gotten smaller over the years. There's many reasons for that: divides in our communities, changes in social structures, and venues closing. With competitors from Queensland, New South Wales and South Australia all competing, we asked the guys what their communities were like.
You know what, we have a great community. It's a little bit further away from Sydney and Melbourne, so obviously we don't necessarily have the size that those two cities do, but it's a strong little get-together family, and we all meet at a place called the Sportsman Hotel, which is commonly known to everyone for good or bad reasons, but it's a decent little club, and that's our get-together.
And I work there as a barman as well, so I make sure that anyone who turns up makes sure they got a friendly face, a kiss and a cuddle, and they feel as though they can have a familiar friend to talk to when they arrive at the Sporties Hotel. So it's a hard-working community. Yeah, it's had some adversity.
They were very quiet for a long time, and but now they're going really well. As Adelaide Leathermen, we diverged into Adelaide Leather and Fetish to become more inclusive and, you know, build up a membership, and, you know, we do events based on, you know, entry-level kink for those who really want to discover, you know, what they're into.
Well, I think the defining feature of New South Wales is that we just don't have a home. We don't have a permanent venue here, and I love the Lead when I'm in Melbourne, and Boot Co. in Brisbane. We need something like that here, so I run an event called The Hide. It's every 6 weeks at the moment. We'll be monthly after Easter, with a view to trying to create a permanent home for us. I miss the Manacle days. People are making their own groups. There's some fantastic stuff happening. And quarters and edges of the community. We're building a little kaleidoscope at the moment.
So, what is it about leather?
Oh, the first is the look. Oh, God, it's got to be the look at the start. I mean, you get a man in full uniform and... shooing!
Freedom. Leather's like an expression of... sexual freedom. I think it's like a metaphor against repression, and to see a leather-clad man or woman, there's something self-assured about them, and it's sexy. And
what isn't it about leather? Just for me, the way it feels on my skin, it feels like a second skin to me, and it smells amazing, and it makes me feel sexy.
The competition consisted of speeches, a PECs and personalities round, and an interview with the panel, which covered the majority of their points, where they discussed what their fetish and community meant to them.
People like me have got to stand up and put our noses to the grindstone and say, well, you know, I'm stronger than this, and we need to push through this adversity and create a better environment for our community. And we can't just fall off the wayside and say it's too hard or that's the scene. We have to go, you know, if I want to make a change, if I want to make it an improvement, then it's going to take some... blood, sweat and tears, literally.
It's been fun. Like, I've got an awesome group of competitors, and, you know, they, you know, we have a bit of fun with it, and you know, we try to make sure we don't take it too seriously. At the end of the day, you've got to enjoy yourself. If you're not, you're not going to enjoy being a title holder, because speaking from experience, if you don't enjoy the competition, you're going to hate your title year.
The winner of the 2018 Australian Leatherman competition was James Davison from South Australia. He can't wait to get out to as many places around Australia and work with the local fetish groups all over the country. And he's looking forward to competing in the international Mr. Leather competition in Chicago later this year.
And how do you reckon you're going to go tonight?
Well, hopefully I win. But look, regardless of whether I win or not, I'm coming away with an awesome experience. I've had the opportunity to come here and talk about just how awesome South Australia is on the fetish scene at the moment, and, you know, just how much it's building. It's an exciting time for us.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to this year's ALM winner, James Davidson, runner-up jersey, and fellow competitors Scott Lovegrove and Fisty McFisterson.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.